Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today we're talking about something super important. We're talking about how to be a great house guest. And this is especially for people who go on summer vacation and you intend to stay with a friend, a family friend, for the duration of your stay wherever. And the reason why I put this up as a podcast episode is because I get a lot of people complaining to me, especially in the summer, and they're like, these people come to my house and they do this and blah, blah, blah. And the first question I always ask them is, have you spoken to the person about this? And most of the time, it's usually no. And I think the reason is because people get very embarrassed about things like this, and people don't know how to speak directly to the people who are affected, right? And so they prefer to tell other people. It's not the best way, but I think maybe I should make a podcast episode about it. And so hopefully someone out there who is considering, you know, uprooting your whole family and going to stay with someone else for the summer, you know, these are some things that you should keep in mind. Now, we know that with family, you really, really cannot help this. So sometimes your family members come over, they spend a lot of time with you, and they're not doing things that you necessarily like, but you can't get rid of them. So you'd have to deal with that. But if you're a family member out there listening, maybe these tips would help you to be a better guest, all right, to keep everyone smiling. All right, so let's get right into it. So today I have 5 tips for you. I really have more than that, but I've condensed everything into 5 basic tips. If you're going to go to someone's house for the summer, you know, sometimes people come from other countries to stay with their friends in America, or they even go from America to stay with their friends in other countries. And so this would apply. The very first thing I would say is go bearing gifts. If you're going to go to someone's house and you're going to be there for a significant amount of time, even if you're going to be there for a week or 2 days or something, I would always say go bearing gifts. And the reason is because when you bring a gift, it's very difficult for people to turn you away or even to feel bad about your stay. You know what I mean? Because they'll always be confronted with that thing that you brought. So say, for instance, I always use Nigeria, for instance, because I'm Nigerian. I always say that if you're going to come from Nigeria to stay with someone who is in the US, bring stuff that is from Nigeria and, you know, things that are not easily readily accessible in America. Stuff like Indomie for the kids. You can get creative with this because there's a lot of long list of things that are there in America, but they're very expensive. These are some of the things that you can show up with. And when you do that, I trust me, Gary, you can bring Gary and nobody will say no to that. And what that does is it kind of softens your stay. So you can stay as long as you want, as long as you bring gifts. And even if your stay is becoming uncomfortable, you know, they're going to be using those things that you brought and they're going to feel good about it, and so they're not going to want to turn you away. So bring gifts. That's the first thing I'm going to say. All right, the next thing I'm going to say is be truthful about how long you're really, really going to stay. Now, a lot of people already know how long they're going to stay, especially if they're going on these long trips, they're going to visit a family in another country. They already know how long they're going to stay because they bought a ticket, right? Yes, and it's very rare that people change their tickets, you know, when they're going to fly out and things like that, because it comes with a penalty. So people are not usually going to do that. If you call your friend and tell them that I'm coming over to stay with you guys for 3 weeks, be truthful and honest about it. Let your 3 weeks be 3 weeks. Don't get there and say, oh, you know, I'm going to be here for 6 weeks. Like, no one's going to like that, because they have to plan for you. They have to, you know, even if they're not physically planning, mentally, they have to prepare for your stay. And if you just show up and you change your mind, it really does inconvenience some people. So don't do it. All right. So the third thing I'm going to say is be mindful of your habits. Kind of be courteous. So there are things that you do in your own house that you can get away with. Like, they're not big deals because these are things that you do every day and these are your habits. But when you go to live with someone else and you're staying with them, you're around more people and you have to be mindful of how your actions come across. And so the first thing I'm going to say is some of the things that people have told me, and this is over the years, and I just like compiled them and I'm just going to tell you guys. So I mean, you might find your favorite habit here and you can tweak things and, you know, make things better. But the first one people always complain about is loud calls. So if you're going to stay with someone for the summer and you're receiving these overseas calls, you don't want to be screaming because because people get offended by that. And you know, I didn't really think that that was a thing, but apparently people make really, really, really loud calls, and that affects everyone in the house, and everyone has to be part of your calls, and everyone doesn't appreciate that. That could become a problem. And the second thing I want to say is late nights. So sometimes you're going to be out past midnight or, you know, super late, and of course the people you're staying with are not going to be up till midnight to, you know, let you in. One thing that you can do is let them know what time you'll be back, and they can even offer you the code to the house, and that way when you get back, all you have to do is punch in the codes and let yourself in, all right? And no harm. But if you come back at midnight and you're like pressing the doorbell, waking the entire house up, their kids have to be up at 5, you know, the dad has to be out to work at 7, everyone's gonna be pissed off, and it's not gonna make them feel good about you coming back, all right? So things like that. Another thing is like using the conveniences, like say the washing machine. Now, washing machine is super cool. You can wash your clothes at any time. Hey, super convenient. Like in my own house, I wash my clothes. I could be heading out and I'm just like, oh, I need to take that, but it's not clean. I'm just gonna wash it right now. And I could wash just that one item and dry that one item and be out the door. However, when you go to stay with people, you don't use the washing machine every day. And the reason is because America has a lot of bills, sadly, but it is. Like, you pay for what you use. And so if you use stuff every day, you're gonna have to pay for it every day. And so when the bill comes, you're gonna see an accumulation of bills, and you're not gonna be able to ask your house guests to pay your bills. So it helps if you kind of look to see the way that they, you know, they act around their things. Are they switching off lights when they leave rooms? You turn off your lights as well. Are they washing every day? You know, if they're washing once a week, you can keep your stuff to once a week and then wash once a week as well. I'm not saying wash your load with theirs. I'm just saying if they're washing things once a week, wash once a week as well. Now, I've never really had anyone stay with me and I have these problems, so I don't really know firsthand what I would do, but I've had a lot of people talk to me about it, and so, you know, I get these ideas from them. The fourth thing that I would say under being courteous is, of course, when you go to visit people, especially if you're in a new country, you're going to want to go shopping a lot. Now, don't always rely on the family to take you shopping. Like, sometimes you can take Uber. Like, Uber is now global. Or you can take some kind of taxi or something. You can go shopping independently and still come back safely, you know. So don't fully rely on, because sometimes people go to work, people come back, they're super tired, and you want to go shopping like on a work day, for instance, and they're back and they're like, oh yeah, you know, can you guys drop me at so. What I found out is, like, most people, they wouldn't tell you, like most people that I know or who have spoken to me wouldn't tell you when you cross the line. They would rather tell someone else. And so when you ask for these favors, most times they'll probably say yes, but, you know, it's inconveniencing. They might not like that. All right. So this is something that you have to look out for. You don't always have to take Uber. I mean, the family can take you shopping with them if they're going on the weekend. But if you're going to be going like on a week work day, let's say after work at 5, 6, people are really tired and you might just want to take a taxi for that. All right. Okay. And another thing that someone told me, having house guests. So when you go to stay with people, or you stay with someone for the summer, you know, sometimes you're going to know people in the country as well. You're going to know other people, and they're going to come see you. Well, when they do come see you, or if you're expecting a guest, you know, just tell the people that you're staying with that, okay, I'm going to be getting a guest, you know, in a couple of days, or in tomorrow, I'm going to get a guest, and, you know, they'll be here to see me. And is it okay? You know, of course it's gonna be okay. Like, no one is gonna say don't bring guests to my house, but by letting them know and asking them if it's okay, you know, you're making them feel like they're in control of the situation. And so when you come with your guests and take over the living room, you know, it's less intrusive. But if you don't tell them and all of a sudden, You know, they might be planning to have a simple family day with their family, you know, quiet day. And all of a sudden they hear the doorbell and they're like looking at each other like, are you expecting someone? And you're like, oh, I think that's mine. You know, it's not a hotel. And so always keep that in mind, that if you're going to have house guests, you kind of have to let the people that you're staying with know that you're going to have house guests. I guess that's so, so, so simple. The fourth thing that I would say you need to be really, really wary of if you're going to be staying with people, and I think this is really, really, really important, is that there are going to be things that you're going to see and there are going to be things that you're going to hear about them. And it's okay because you're in their personal space. But when you do see these things and you do hear these things, please don't take it and spread it. It's just so simple. So that's one thing. Don't take it. Don't spread it. And then the second thing is, don't give unsolicited advice. For instance, you might be privy to a quarrel that a couple would have while staying with them, right? It's normal. People quarrel. People have, you know, disagreements. Don't then take that and spread it. Because the truth is, when you spread it, it's so obvious that it was you. Because there's no one else who was there who has those details the way that you do. And so when you spread it, it doesn't look good on both sides. And then the second thing is, don't go and start giving people advice just because you're in this space, you heard certain things, you know the solution, and you're like, oh, you know what? I kind of overheard when you guys were fighting. No, keep your advice to yourself. All right. If it's life threatening, then I'll say, okay, make a, you know, a decision to help. But if it's not, like you heard something like, oh, you didn't do the dishes, or like you don't always take out the trash, and then you go and tell the wife, you know what, I have advice for you. This has happened in my home. Keep that advice to yourself, all right? Because what you're doing is that you're intruding and you're putting yourself in the midst of that quarrel. Chances are they'll figure it out with or without your, you know, advice, all right? Okay, so I gave you guys a few tips. And of course, the last one I'm going to give you is manage your expectations. So when you go to, you know, stay with someone or you're living with someone else, don't have expectations. The reason why I say do not have expectations is simply because if you do, your expectations are not met, you'll be disappointed. Things like when you go to stay with someone, and this happens even when I go to Nigeria, like the first 2 days everyone is excited about your stay, everyone is presenting you with food, serving you hands and feet all the time. But after 2 days, 3 days, everyone is over it, you know. So if you are served the first 2 days and on the third day they're like, oh, you know, feel free with the kitchen, you know, what they're actually telling you is, you know where everything is right now, you can serve yourself. All right. And so that's what they're really, really telling you. And so just manage your expectations. Don't expect people to serve you, you know, be useful as well. Like, I'm not saying that I go to people's houses and start doing their laundry. I wouldn't do that because in my house, laundry is something that I struggle with as well. I only do the laundry when I have to. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go to your house and start doing the dishes every single day. No, but I would be useful as well. Like, I will do certain things to help out. For instance, if I always use the kitchen and I notice that, okay, some things are running low, the next time I go shopping, I might just pick up that item, you know, and I'll let you know that I did. And because I don't want it to seem like I'm being intrusive as well. You have to remember, before you make any changes, you kind of have to let them know. If you're making any changes, if you're bringing anything in, taking things out, you kind of have to let them know. All right. So the five things I talked about today were, of course, number one, bring gifts. Number two, be truthful about how long you're going to stay, which is so important. Like, don't go there. You already know how long you're going to be there. Come on. Like, don't go there and keep changing your mind. Let them know. If you really don't know how long you're going to stay, also let them know and say, you know what, I'm here for, you know, XYZ, but I'm not really sure how long it's going to take. But give them like a range so that, you know, in their minds, when they are getting ready mentally for your stay, they're, you know, they're thinking about, okay, she might be here for 6 months, you know. Number three is, I said, be courteous. Like, the things that you would do in your own house, your little habits that could fly, like ironing your wet clothes, things like that. Yeah, no, don't go to someone's house and use their iron to iron your wet clothes. I just remember that because that actually happened when I was a kid. And my mom did not like that. Someone came to our house and was ironing wet clothes, and she was just mad about it. So don't do it. Number four, you're going to see things and you're going to hear things that do not concern you, basically. That's just a good way to put it. These things do not concern you. Don't spread it. Don't give unsolicited advice. All right. And of course, number five, manage your expectations. All right. Don't expect that people will serve you handsome food your entire stay. Okay, so this is not really to discourage anyone. You know, make your stay nice and make it in such a way that when you're leaving, everyone's going to be like teary-eyed and giving you hugs and saying, when are you going to come back? You know, I think it's better that way than when you're leaving, people are going to be like, okay, have a safe flight and have a nice life. No, you don't want that. And I think the most people affected are usually family. They're usually the ones who do certain things and you cannot tell them directly. I find that back in Nigeria, people are more direct. If you're living with someone and you do something they do not like, they're most likely going to tell you right away. But my experience with living abroad is that people are a little more diplomatic. Like, they don't want to have confrontations. And so when people do certain things to you, you're not likely to tell them. Instead, you're going to go tell other people that have nothing to do with the issue. But it's okay. You know, it's a different culture, but we understand. But all I'm saying is, I hope that this episode touches someone's heart out there. The next time you're visiting your friends, stop by the supermarket and get them a gift or something, and be truthful about how long you're going to stay, amongst other things. All right. All right, guys. I hope you're having a great week. Go ahead and have a great rest of the week. And if you like to reach back to me with feedback, some comments, or if you think there are things that I actually did leave out, please go to my Instagram page, African Princess in America, and you can leave a comment. Or you go on my website, www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.